WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Robert Cremo, the man charged with shooting and killing seven people at a July 4th parade in Highland Park, Illinois in 2022, pleads guilty just as testimony was due to begin at his trial.
Everything was very eerily calm almost, and every answer that Cremo gave to the questions that the judge was presenting him with were just yes or no.
CBS Chicago's Sabrina Franza. At least two people are dead after a driver drove a car into a party crowd in Mannheim, Germany. The BBC's Danny Eberhard says a suspect is in custody.
Mannheim at the moment is celebrating Carnival. There's today in Germany is Rosenmontag. It means sort of Rose or Pink Monday. It's an important day in the Carnival calendar.
Fired workers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration rally.
Our rally was picked up by a right-wing blogger who said the terminated employees could easily find a job in the private sector.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. 88 Wisconsin farmers are currently waiting on millions of dollars promised to them by the federal government. The Dairy Business Innovation Program gives grants to more than 400 dairy farmers across the country to allow them to grow. Under the Trump administration, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has frozen the payments, and 88 Wisconsin farmers were waiting on $6.5 million. Farmers who are due to get the money applied for it in 2023, were approved in 2024, and started working on projects like growing or updated technology, knowing that they'd be reimbursed. So without that reimbursement, they could be in trouble. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says half of the grant recipients are small farms, with fewer than five employees. They'll be traveling to Washington, D.C. this week to push for the release of this money. Senator Tammy Baldwin is also asking the USDA to resume the payments. She spearheaded the program. And Senator Ron Johnson held a virtual town hall meeting with Wisconsinites last week. Melissa Kay has more.
When asked where he stands on Ukraine, Johnson said the war started by Russia has to end.
I've repeatedly said Vladimir Putin's a war criminal. He's obviously the aggressor. He didn't have to start the war.
Johnson also said the reality is Vladimir Putin will not lose this war.
The only way the war ends is in a negotiated settlement. You can quibble with how you negotiate that, but I'm not going to like the result.
Johnson said the longer the war goes on, more people will die.
The result will get worse and worse because more Ukrainians die, more of Ukraine gets destroyed. More Russian conscripts die. Take no joy in that.
Senator Johnson said he supports President Trump's efforts to end this war that Russia started.
Average gas prices fell 5 cents in the past week for an average of $2.80 today. The promised tariffs from the Trump administration could not only create economic uncertainty, but also impact what some motorists pay at the pump in the weeks ahead. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Wisconsin falls short to the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had the lead at halftime, but lost to the Spartans at Michigan State, 71-62. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
You're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive those. And the two things that we didn't do well enough when you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense, part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys.
Up next, Wisconsin plays the Gophers in Minnesota Wednesday night. Marquette with a win over the weekend at Georgetown. They head north to face UConn on Wednesday. UW-Milwaukee had no trouble against Detroit Mercy. The Panthers winning 89-67, securing the number 3 seed in the Horizon League tournament. And the number 1 ranked Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team shut out Bemidji State in Madison 11-0. So the Badgers advance to the first round of the WCHA playoffs Friday in Duluth. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It's the calm before the storm, with clouds increasing this afternoon and spotty sprinkles possible this evening. High temperatures today tap the upper 40s and slide to the mid-40s tomorrow. And with temperatures staying above freezing, we're looking at rain ramping up tomorrow, which does look to flip to snow Wednesday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Tuesday night, it's the start of the high school boys basketball playoffs as the Newman Catholic High School boys basketball team travels to Wabino-Leona for a Division 5 regional quarterfinal. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip-off at 7 p.m. Newman Catholic High School basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, and Sun Printing. It's Newman Catholic at Wabino Leona in a boys basketball Division 5 regional quarterfinal. Tuesday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip at 7 on Wausau's only radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, the human impact of letting the world's richest man cut health care for veterans in Wisconsin. Our guest is Lou Ann Burt.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Monday, back to work, back to school, March 3rd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Overcast skies, downtown Madison. Glad to have you along. Mr. Zommers, welcome into the Ides of March. Well, not yet. That's the 15th.
Yeah, the 15th. We'll get there, though.
How are you?
Doing well. Both of my roommates were traveling. One was out of the country. Ah. One was just out of the state. And they both got back this weekend.
So well, that's fantastic.
Good to get everybody together.
They were let back in. No problems.
Yes.
Well, that's fantastic. That's great. Glad you had a good weekend.
How about you?
I just kind of chilled out, worked on the show a little bit, and watched Badger basketball. Some college basketball, big game over the weekend, as our sports reporter Mike Clemens just got done telling you on the sports update there. Badgers had that big game against Tom Izzo, and Michigan State came up a little short. It was a great game if you're just like a college basketball fan. Badgers led by 2 at halftime, but Michigan State came back and won 71-62. So Badgers no longer have a shot at the Big Ten regular season championship. Michigan State is still alive in that pursuit. It's going to be between them and Michigan. Michigan has had a setback after the Badgers game as Illinois beat Michigan at Michigan. So we'll break down the Big Ten a little bit for you. Badgers have a couple more games, I believe Tuesday and Saturday of this week against the next game up, the Minnesota Golden Gophers, the Gophers, taking on the Badgers when they close out at home on Saturday in the Kohl Center against Penn State. And then it'll be the Big Ten tournament and then the NCAA tournament. We'll talk more about basketball in hour number two there, but that was kind of my week. And of course, just kind of recovering from what was Friday. If you weren't with us on Friday, we were on the air just as we went on the air. The big news story of the news cycle here over the weekend, that debacle in the Oval Office in which Donald Trump and J.D. Vance decided to part ways with our Western NATO allies and attack Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, and side with Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia. Lots of fallout over the weekend. I don't want to get into all. We spent 90 minutes plus. I'm glad we did. I think we should have on Friday, especially as it broke. A lot of misinformation over the weekend. Literally, as our friend Trygve Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, who has fought against Putin and autocracies in Eastern Europe, so much so that Putin himself has banned our friend Trygve Olson from entering Russia, because he views them as a threat to what they're doing. So Trygve knows a little something about Russians and Russian aggression in Eastern Europe. And he has said, Trygve, on this program, that now the Trump administration is literally mimicking, parroting Kremlin talking points. We saw that over the weekend as Kremlin officials, Russian officials, are now saying, if you can imagine, that what the United States President and Vice President said on Friday is, quote, in alignment, unquote, with Moscow. One brave Republican, Don Bacon of Nebraska, is speaking out over the news over the weekend. Don Bacon had this to say about Ukraine.
And again, I'll just come back to it. It's in our national security interest for Ukraine to win this war. If Russia prevails, we're going to be spending a lot more money, whether it be NATO or in other ways. And so you stand up to a bully. If you do not stand up to a bully, they act out even more. And I'm reminded of what happened in 1938 when Neville Chamberlain met with Hitler privately and they carved up Czechoslovakia without Czechoslovakian leaders even there. And then a year later, Hitler took the rest of Czechoslovakia and invaded Poland. And we call that appeasement. Appeasement does not work with these dictators. And I believe in, you know, being firm with them.
Don Bacon, Republican representative in the House of Representatives, leaves from Nebraska. Bacon, one of the few, as I said, Republicans who are actually speaking out against Trump and defending Ukraine. Liz Cheney over the weekend tweeted this, quote, Putin invaded Ukraine. NATO is the most successful military alliance in history. Since 1945, American leadership has earned and ensured, pardon me, freedom and security for ourselves and millions of others around the world. Together with our allies, we defeated the Soviet Union, an empire so evil it had to build gulags and walls to keep its own people in. Destroying America's alliances and abandoning the cause of freedom is morally and strategically indefensible. Putin will pocket Trump's naive concessions and demand much more. Appeasement makes a wider war more likely, not less. Trump, Vance, Musk have made clear who they are. Only fools or Kremlin tools would abandon NATO, side with Russia, and demand Ukraine's surrender in the face of Putin's brutal aggression, unquote. That's Liz Cheney, former Republican congresswoman, speaking out this weekend. I mean, it goes on and on if you want to just, you know, really dig into it. Musk over the weekend tweeted out that he essentially agreed, he used the word agreed, when someone suggested that the United States should withdraw from NATO. Never seen anything like it. 13 minutes now past the hour, closer to home. Now you would think this might prompt members of Congress, whether able, to have town halls. Many do. Especially Democratic Congress people right now. Not so much for Derek Van Orten, Republican from the 3rd District of Wisconsin along the Mississippi River. Van Orten had planned to have an invited guest type of meeting. I'm not sure you can call it a town hall when it's only invited folks. They say they're going to limit it to 25. Anyway, you know, he had planned at least to have some sort of an event. But WEAU-TV out of Eau Claire and La Crosse was in La Crosse where Van Orden was supposed to have this event, and they met up with people who were there who had just been told that the site had been changed and they were no longer invited. Here is WEAU's Chandler Brindley reporting.
One day later, the congressman was scheduled to meet with the North La Crosse Business Association here at Pearl Street Brewery. Instead, Van Orden's staff changed the location to here at Castaways, which some of those who signed up say their registration was removed and they were not told about the location change.
I signed up for this event. I had a ticket. I got an email this morning that my ticket was rescinded. I was not allowed to participate. Why? Because I am a constituent that's going to stand up to Derek Van Orden and say, you cannot do this.
And it's been over a year since we've seen a public town hall from him, not these private scripted events. And, you know, a lot of folks have questions. It's not a Republican or a Democratic thing. It's an American citizen thing.
Reporting in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, I'm Chandler Brindley.
Chandler Brindley of WEAU. Also Chandler Brindley, Richland Center guy. Worked at our station in Richland Center, WRCO, WRCE.
I did not know that.
Yes. And now doing great work for WEAU, WQOW, or pardon me, WEAU in La Crosse and Eau Claire. Derek Van Orden, not a guy who's wanting to meet his constituents. And this was supposed to be like a business, a pro-business event. And the guy you heard from there with the cut was an invited person. But apparently someone must have gone on his socials or whatever from Van Orden's office and said, uh-oh, this guy's going to tell it like it is. We don't want him there. Got disinvited. Meanwhile, WQOW.com in La Crosse, Eau Claire, reporting that federal grant funding for dairy businesses have now been paused in Wisconsin as a result of the so-called DOGE, Doggy, Department of Government Efficiency, that's made up, that Elon is heading, that Van Orden thinks is doing a great job. Maybe that's why Van Orden didn't want to meet with people. Because as it turns out, what Van Orden is supporting, Trump and Musk, not turned out so well for Wisconsin dairy farmers. Coming up on 17 minutes past the hour, time for an Elon Musk Trump update. This is fantastic. Here we go.
Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through together. We may not go far, but sure as a star, wherever we are, it's together. Wherever I go, I know he goes. Wherever I go, I know she goes. No fits, no fights, no feuds, and no egos. Amigos, together.
Now, wait a minute. You can't use amigos anymore. Trump outlawed Spanish over the, oh, English only. That, of course, from the Broadway hit musical Gypsy and sung by the great Bette Midler, the title in Mama Rose. They go together. We go together like Jamila. That's another one we could use. I like Gypsy. The tech billionaire Elon Musk was spotted in the windows of Air Force One over the weekend alongside Mae Musk, his mom, and his 4-year-old son at Joint Base Air Force, or Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. The sighting of the Musk family on Air Force One was a surprise to many, especially considering the significance of Air Force One as the official plane of the U.S. president. Air Force One typically only carries the president, government officials, heads of state. And the question is, why did Musk use that? And also, the U.S. helicopter, Marine One, to carry the Musks back to the White House. They go together. Musk, Trump, and we're paying for it. Back after this on the Civic Media Ready Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Metnair on Air.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now, past the hour of 12 noon, Monday, March 3rd, 2025. Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along here on the All Ball Show. March came in kind of like a lamb-ish. Maybe like a kind of an ornery lamb. A little windy. But they say March comes in like a lamb, it goes out like a lion, and vice versa. I mean, some marches, we've had, a couple inches of snow or ice or whatever. Kind of sunny. Wasn't too bad. A little windy on Saturday, but not too bad. So we'll see how March goes out. But welcome to March. Always great to have you along here. Before the break, mentioning that Elon Musk, his mom, and one of his 14 children, by the way, he has 14, I guess, now, and counting from several different mothers. In any event, photographed coming off of Air Force One over the weekend. It did not appear because Trump was in Mar-a-Lago. Didn't appear that Trump was with him. And then they used Marine One, the U.S. helicopter, to get back to the White House, where apparently they are at least staying, I don't know, temporarily. It makes it harder to deny the rumors of, you know, President Musk, quote unquote. Kurt is on the phone in Madison, WMDX. You want to talk about this little Musk adventure. Kurt, what do you have to say?
Yeah, well, I looked it up, and it to operate Air Force One is just short of $3,000 a minute, or you have a range, $200,000 to $250,000 per hour. So I'd like to hear some of the conservative listeners call in to your show and tell us how they feel about how our government is spending their precious tax dollars.
I appreciate it, Kurt. Yeah, it's an expensive ticket, as it turns out. Now, look, I'm not one to dicker too much on if Trump himself is on the plane. I mean, it doesn't matter. Look, I mean, Obama went out to Hawaii once a year for his family vacation on Christmas. Reagan went out to the ranch in California. Bush went to the ranch in Texas.
The president is still human.
Right. I mean, it is one of the perks of the office. Now, you can say, well, some of these trips aren't needed, but, I mean, the president, that's what the president of the United States gets. But this guy, Musketeer, last time I checked, he wasn't elected anything. Wasn't confirmed. But yet now it appears he's not just hitching a ride with Trump. He's actually using the trappings of the presidency, including Air Force One, Marine One, and the White House. 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sec. Mark, always a pleasure. What say you?
Well, that just blows me away. That when I first heard it, I thought, you know, that Musk was along for the ride with the president. But if he's being able to use Air Force One and Marine One for himself, I mean, that's just, there's got to be a law against it. I mean, and for that little sign to get wherever we go, I mean, Trump could easily use that, you know, along with Vladimir Putin now that he said he went through with the whole Russia thing with Vlad hand in hand. You know, it is just disgusting. And unless, you know, I'd like the other caller, I'd like to hear a conservative caller call up and defend this, because hundreds of thousands of dollars got spent ferrying Musk around, and, you know, does Musk have Secret Service protection now? I mean, even though he's not in an official position, he does not, you know, that unless they're willing to step up and give him that official recognition, official appointment by the, you know, going through the, vetted by the Senate and all that, he shouldn't be getting any of these special favors at all. I mean, for God's sake, it just blows me away. I mean, I'm just...
Yeah, I mean, I've because it hasn't been widely reported, and so I'm like, wait a minute, is this deep fake or AI? And so I could... The photographs are real of him being on Air Force One and Marine Force One and being in the White House. And I've dug around in the reporting that I've seen from, they seem to be credible reports, is that Trump was not with him. And so, giving pause. Certainly giving pause. One of our listeners and viewers on YouTube, L.A. Tom, texting in on the YouTube line saying about our story about our cut earlier about Don Bacon, congressman from Nebraska, Republican, speaking out in favor of Ukraine over the weekend. Don Bacon is still in Congress, L.A. Thanks for asking. I mean, you can look it up. The Nebraska Examiner just had a story yesterday saying Nebraska Republican U.S. Rep. Don Bacon stepped onto national stage on Sunday to express concerns about President Donald Trump's recent statements about Ukraine. So I double-checked it, and yes. Don Bacon, he had said he had kind of wavered last time, or he didn't know whether he was going to run or not. And I think he was kind of pushed into it by Mike Johnson. But I give Don Bacon props. Don't always agree with him. But on this one, he's speaking. He was also on 60 Minutes, which I did not watch. I got to go back and watch all of 60 Minutes. It was between the opening of the Oscars, the Academy Awards last night, or 60 Minutes. And I stayed with 60 Minutes, like the opener, and then I switched over to the Academy Awards. We'll talk about the Academy Awards a little bit later on as well. Anora, a movie about a sex trafficker going up against a Russian oligarch. One. Conan O'Brien had a great line about that. We'll play that in hour two. I've got to get that to Zomer. Conan O'Brien did a good job last night. I'm a big Team Coco fan. 855-752-4842. Robert, listening on WAUK in West Allis, wanted to say something about Musk and Doggy. Musk and Doge. Robert, thanks for calling. What have you got?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this would have been a case where maybe an inspector general would go after Musk and get reimbursement. But it's amazing. This guy walks around. He doesn't have an agency. He doesn't have a mission. Nothing's been approved by law. There's no budget. There's no staff. Conflicts all over the place, couldn't be confirmed if his life depended on it, yet we let this guy do this stuff as a private citizen.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He's minister without portfolio, and yet he has a portfolio. It's incredible. Robert, thanks so much. Appreciate your listenership. Come back. This is all, I guess, serious, but here's one. You're going to want to stick around for this. The pieces of the puzzle, they fall in line. If you pay attention, you're never so poor, Mr. Lewis told us in class, that you can't pay attention. We'll come back, tell you what Trump did over the weekend to shift money around. He's taking us into cyber, into crypto. I'm not joking around. Come on back. We'll tell you about it. Farm news, update, weather and sports, and then more on the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Stephanie Hoff, and this is the Midwest Farm Report. Welcome on a Monday. Milk production looks to be building for spring supplies this year. Ryan Yonkman is a vice president with EverEgg. He reviews the latest milk production report with us.
I think the big takeaway for myself personally and our group was, you know, U.S. milk finally turned the corner, and that on a, you know, milk production basis, on a flow basis, we were positive. And when you take into account California at minus 5.7%, that's about 1% of U.S. milk. And what we know about California is avian is something these dairies are recovering from and will recover from. And so you kind of do back of the napkin math pretty quick of, you know, how quickly will these guys be back on their feet? And boom, just like that, you've got U.S. milk up 1 to 1.5%.
So as we heard, the state to watch has been California, as their milk production has been hit by the bird flu outbreak. The latest report has California down about 5.5%, but before that, they were down 7% and then more than 9% the report prior. Idaho, South Dakota, and Texas, they saw the largest gains from last year in this latest report, up about 6.5% each. Wisconsin's milk production has pretty much been steady, moving within a percentage point. Ryan Yonkman along with us, vice president with EverEgg. Stick around for your midday commodity markets coming up.
Well, hold on to your britches, everybody. It's time to go nuts at the Springfield Corners Testicle Festival. March 8th, you can enjoy deep-fried delicacies along with ice-cold beverages and live music by the Lights Out Band. Join me, the fabulous Farm Babe, along with the rest of the Midwest Farm Report team at Springfield Corners for your chance to win concert tickets and to try some fried Rocky Mountain oysters. It all kicks off after 2 p.m. on March 8th. Springfield Corners. See Facebook for more details.
Here on the Midwest Farm Report, as much as we like talking to you, we also want to talk with you. Don't forget to use our talk text line to send us story ideas, your weather update, or even your chore list this week on the farm. Send us a message at 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-FARM. 3276, the number to our talk text line. From Chicago, markets are in the red. Cash corn down 10 cents at 459.5. December new crop corn down 3.75 at 451.25. Cash soybeans are down 12.75 at 1013 a bushel. November new crop beans are 9.75 cents lower, trading at 1019.75. And July new crop wheat is down 4 cents, trading at 565.25. The April Class 3 milk contract is down 2 cents at 1825 a hundredweight. The May contract is also at 1825 a hundredweight, down 8 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's the calm before the storm, with clouds increasing this afternoon and spotty sprinkles possible this evening. High temperatures today tap the upper 40s and slide to the mid-40s tomorrow. And with temperatures staying above freezing, we're looking at rain ramping up tomorrow, which does look to flip to snow Wednesday morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
I'm Chad Holmes. Join Jeff Gress and myself on Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for another edition of the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We'll talk about high school basketball and hockey playoffs, plus special guests at 6:25. Our coach guest will be from DC Everest, head boys basketball coach of the Evergreens, Oliver Drake. Then at 7:06, it's our student athlete guest from Wausau West, senior defenseman Drake Kuharski. We'll talk to him as the Warriors get set to head to the state tournament later this week. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, this Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire, starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Yeah,
wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on Monday, March 3rd, 2025. Along with Aaron Zommers. Great to have you. I'm very singy today, aren't I?
Yeah, you know.
I'm in a Monday sing-song mood.
Sometimes you just gotta.
I realized this over the weekend, Zommers. I do a little, not a lot, just had to get a couple of things at the grocery store right down the street here at Cap Center Foods. Milk, butter, a couple of things like that. And I don't know why this is. I'm not sure if it's just my mental state. I found myself talking to myself more often, as one does when you're alone a lot. But I was walking down the aisle. I sound like my mom now. And this is no knock on mom. I'm just saying the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Because my sister and I, because mom is alone, and you know, I appreciate it because when you're alone, you kind of talk to yourself. And so we'll be sitting sometimes at the table eating together. And she forgets she's not alone anymore. And she'll look at whatever's on her plate and kind of raise her eyebrow and start mouthing words.
Which, yeah, totally fair. Right?
And so now it's even worse for me. I'm saying I'm worse. What's worse, Todd? Because I find myself going down, standing in the aisle over the weekend, going, I literally said out loud, I don't know. Do I want this? I don't know what I want.
L.A. Tom on YouTube says, it's okay. Just pretend you had earbuds in.
I wish. I see it'd be easier if I did. But no, I did not have any earbuds in. So that's my situation. Talking about the situation of the United States, Elon Musk appearing to have traveled alone via the Air Force One. Well, not alone, but without Trump, with his mom and one of his 14 children. On Air Force One, Marine One, and then stayed to the White House over the weekend. Not that's not serious, but on the more serious side, Trump, after the debacle in the White House and taking Vladimir Putin and Russia's side, there was a lot of shiftiness going on over the weekend. A lot of things happening behind the scenes that fell into line after Trump and Vance sided with Russia in the Oval. One of them, quickly, according to CNN, the United States has now suspended operations and planning for offensive cyber operations against Russia. A senior U.S. official told CNN, quote, "The suspension is a major blow," the official said, "especially since planning for such operations takes time to research and carry out. The concern," the official said, "is that the pause on offensive cyber operations against Russia will make the U.S. more vulnerable to potential cyber attacks from Moscow, which has a formidable cadre of hackers capable of disrupting U.S. critical infrastructure and collecting sensitive intelligence." Interesting timing. And get this, this all happened. Just interesting how it all lines up. According to The Hill publication, D.C., President Trump announced yesterday that the United States would be creating a crypto reserve to boost the growing industry. Quote, Trump put this on Truth Social, quote, "The U.S. crypto reserve will elevate this critical industry after years of corrupt attacks by the Biden administration, which is why my executive order on digital assets directed the presidential working group to move forward on a crypto strategic reserve." And it goes on from there. His announcement comes just after the White House announced it would be welcoming cryptocurrency industry professionals on March 7th at a first-of-its-kind summit. Attendees will include founders, CEOs, and investors from the industry. Trump's digital assets working group has a deadline of 6 months to submit recommendations or regulatory and legislative proposals to the president surrounding the industry. The danger, of course, is investing in something that does not exist beyond air with our tax dollars. Unlike the FDIC, other ways to invest, stock market, what have you, there are no guarantees. I mean, there are no guarantees, I guess, in anything. There is no regulation, very little regulation. As we say back home, regulation with crypto. It's made up. Talk to your local banker. Say, I've got $25,000 to invest. Should I put it in crypto? Ask your local banker. The woman or man down the street that you get your home loan from, that manages your retirement fund, the person you got your car loan from, ask them about taking your money and putting it into crypto. See what they tell you. But Donald Trump putting our nation's assets at risk in crypto. All happened. See how that all happens? Over the weekend, by the way. But we're not quite watching everything. By the way, breaking news, the Dow now has dropped 400 points on the first trading day of March, hurt by economic and tariff worries. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California, L.A. Tom. L.A., did you have a late night? Were you on the Oscar red carpet last night?
I was not on the Oscar red carpet last night. Watched the show, but yeah. I wanted to say that, you know, this is the way a Russian asset acts. Mm. And I hope everyone out there in radio land really realizes that everything, if you had a Russian asset, J.D. Vance and Donald Trump, or Fallon 47, are doing exactly and exhibiting exactly the behavior that they would do to destroy the United States of America and help Russia out. And just, you know, really stop and think about it. This weekend, what I did watch, though, and I'd recommend it to everybody, it was on Amazon Prime, mm-hmm. and it was The Roosevelt. And it's a Ken Burns documentary, but it's 7 episodes. I'll tell you what, if you want to know real presidents, if you want to know real Teddy Roosevelt and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, incredible human beings, mm-hmm. and had a lot of problems themselves, but people don't even realize that FDR could not even walk the whole time that he was actually president. And it's just an astounding. So I really, really recommend that. Todd, and I hope everyone watches that. Also, Turning Point, The Bomb to the Cold War, mm-hmm. Is also a very good show on Netflix. But yeah, just, you know, it's about, my question to you would be this: how does the media then go on to the next media story when what he did on Thursday or Friday, I can't remember now, what he did was such a travesty. Mm-hmm. I mean, Do we just kind of pick up and go, oh, that was just him? And, you know, I mean, I know Gary and those people would call and say, he's not serious. Right. He's not really going to do that. And I hope when we hear that, we go, okay, that's, you're going to see it.
Right. I mean, I think it gives pause, certainly, to, I think if you watched, I didn't watch every newscast Friday night and Saturday, but I talked to some people, watch other newscasts than me who I trust. And my understanding, the NBC News, Lester Holt, by the way, stepping down, there is the anchor, they kind of brushed over it. They didn't play, and I get it, they have only, whatever it is, 23 minutes and a half hour to tell everything. But much of the nightly news on Friday didn't play anywhere near the amount of cuts that we played for the first half hour of our show on Friday. Didn't bring the American people the real story, the actualities. And I think that's why, again, it's imperative we all have a variety of media from which we listen. And when you look at Disney, ABC settling with Trump over the George Stephanopoulos interview, CBS, Paramount, now looking to settle over a 60 Minutes interview that was 100% legit. Other news organizations paying, literally paying Trump for access. And then you look like at a organization like the Associated Press, who refuses to simply say Gulf of America, and for that, they've been banned from the press pool. Meanwhile, TASS, the Russian news agency, somehow slipped into the Oval Office on Friday.
Whoopsie doodle.
The Trump administration said, yeah, we don't know how that happened. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate the call. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Martin Maddock of The Record, a cybersecurity news publication, broke the story that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered the U.S. Cyber Command to stop all planning against Russia, including offensive digital actions. Then The Guardian reported that, according to a source analyst at the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, we're told not to follow or report on Russian threats. Let me say it again. The Guardian reported that, according to a source analyst at the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, they were told not to follow or report on Russian threats. The New York Times reported recently that the Trump administration is firing or reassigning officials at the FBI and cybersecurity agency working to protect elections from foreign propaganda and disinformation and those combating cyber attacks and attempts to disrupt voting systems. Yesterday, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told a reporter, quote, the Trump administration is rapidly changing all foreign policy configurations. This largely aligns with our vision. Unquote. Kremlin spokesperson telling reporters that the administration of the United States president largely aligns with Vladimir Putin's vision. What more evidence, Your Honor, would you ask for? I do not know. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Wisco Paul on the phone. Wisco, a happy Monday. Thanks for calling. What do you have?
Thanks for taking my call. After listening to all this, I don't know if it's a happy Monday or not. And am I the only one out here that's watching things as I know it unravel? I mean, I could look at Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, all these government cuts, and then on top of that, this with Russia. And what really is concerning, the Republican Party is nowhere to be seen on any of this stuff.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, other than Don Bacon, we played his cut earlier.
Well, yeah, but I mean, one, okay, maybe two. But this, I don't get this. I don't get any of it. I mean, the Republican Party, as far as I'm concerned, is gone. But hey, I wish somebody would call in and explain this more to me, why this could be good. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Todd.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate it, Wisco. Wisco brought up Social Security. I feel like I'm the bearer of bad news today, Summers. I'm just reading what we found. We track this. Todd has no great social life, so I'm here for you all. That's the kick I get, is just following all this so I can come in on Monday and say, okay, here's what happened. But yeah, it's not great. Speaking of Social Security, they've never missed a payment, although DOGE actions threaten, quote, interruption of benefits, according to an ex-agency head. You get Social Security? Might want to stick around. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate.
Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is squat about that bill?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that bill?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that bill?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
My goal today was not to bring you down. I'm just reporting what happened over the weekend. Don't be too down. I mean, spring is coming, you understand? Zomers, nicely done. Zomers is trying to quietly tell me, you're not so quietly. You're bringing us down.
Well, you said it, right? Not me.
Welcome back to Todd Hallball's show. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Zomer's on the board spinning the tunes so well. I want to get to the story of Social Security. But very quickly, let's go to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Matt, listening on WMDX in Middleton. You want a comment on Trump and Russia? Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, so you asked earlier what you thought, how they see things, and it seems to me that the big reality of things is that the GDP of the Global South and the BRICS nations is bigger than the West. America's declining. We all know it. We're trying to close bases and save money. So I think they want this corporate fascism kind of thing, so they can steal from the treasury, steal from the middle class like they've been doing. But this is the final play of basically take what you can as the ship is sinking, because they know that they missed the chance to outdo China. So China now has a military that can match us in the China Sea. They're trying to maybe make get Russia to work with us against China, but that won't necessarily work either because Russia's military is fairly degraded now. I think that's what their psychotic thinking is, but they're not, like, they're almost willing to trade American prosperity and the American people in exchange for some kind of power and resources that they think they're going to get through imperialism once the thing collapses. So we're definitely in a very dire situation, but Americans are too full of fear and crisis from everything we've been through with disasters, failed economics, you know, the economy does no longer functions properly because of corporate capture and other things like Elizabeth Warren talks about.
I appreciate the call, Matt. I got to move on, but I appreciate the call. You're right on the fact that Trump, Musk, these folks, they are betting against America. They're betting against you and me, our friends and neighbors. But here's why I continue to be positive and upbeat. Because I've gone around the state of Wisconsin. I've traveled a little bit outside of Wisconsin last year. Over 25 cities, towns, villages across the state of Wisconsin the last 12 plus months. And what I have found is an incredible amount of resiliency, positivity, community involvement, excitement for our public schools, our kids, our sports events, our bands, our choirs, raising money for those that need help in our communities at pancake suppers in church basements and VFWs and American Legion halls. And I think that it's wrong to bet against America. It's wrong to bet against Americans and bet against Wisconsinites. Because we have come back every single time. And yes, this is not a light place in terms of bright lights. Rather dark. But I still will bet on Americans and Wisconsinites every single time. Let's go to the story from CNBC over the weekend. Social Security has never missed a benefit payment since the program first began sending individual monthly payments more than eight decades ago. But the recent actions at the U.S. Social Security Administration by Elon Musk's so-called Department of Government Efficiency are putting monthly benefit checks for more than 72.5 million Americans at risk. Former Commissioner and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley said over the weekend on CNBC, quote, "Ultimately, you're going to see the system collapse and an interruption of benefits," O'Malley said. "I believe you will see that within the next 30 to 90 days. Ahead of any interruption of benefits," quote, "people should start saving now," unquote, according to O'Malley. Now, I want to be very careful because a lot of people that listen to this show receive Social Security benefits. And I am not here to fearmonger or to scare people with misinformation or I'm not doing this for clicks. I'm not doing it for ratings. I'm doing it to pass on a credible news source, a credible person, the former commissioner of Social Security, Martin O'Malley. So he knows a little bit something about this agency. And when a person like that says, look, you may see an interruption of benefits, I think we should listen. Doesn't mean people should panic, but I think it's prudent. If people have annuities or CDs, if you rely on that monthly Social Security payment every month, if you live month to month on Social Security, if you have any sort of reserves and cash or whatever, might be a good idea to make sure you have access to it over the next few months. The Social Security Administration uses multiple systems and technologies that Elon Musk has criticized for leading to errors. As Commissioner O'Malley told Congress, the agency needed more funding for IT modernization. We'll come back, talk more a little bit about this story. Lighten things up with what's worse, your phone calls as well. We're back on a Monday. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'll tell you what's wrong before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we all want clean drinking water. What about road salt? What happens with that? We'll kick that around tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Vatican says the Pope suffered more breathing issues today and he's back on a ventilator and his prognosis remains guarded. Hundreds have gathered outside NOAA headquarters to protest job cuts there. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen.
We will not allow the illegal actions of Elon Musk to stand. Are we going to let that stand? Oh, hell no.
Illinois man has pleaded guilty to killing seven people and injuring dozens more when he opened fire on an Independence Day parade in Chicago.
The 24-year-old has pleaded guilty to all 69 counts against him. That's 21 counts of murder and 48 counts of attempted murder.
Firefighting crews have made progress against wildfires in the Carolinas.